Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures under pressure. They went under pressure last night and never stopped, except for a little moment this morning. The wheat trade tried to trade positive on the day while world wheat values were trying to see a bounce on French milling wheat, but then succumbed to the selling in corn and soybeans. Last night, crude oil opened under heavy pressure, down over $3, traded down as much as $5 at one point today on crude oil, but now presently down $4 as Israel did go into bombing Iran, but they left all of their energy and nuclear installments alone. And so that pretty much told the world Israel was going to stick true to its statements. It would not harm energy facilities. And so premium for war in the oil came out overnight. And of course, that pushed down on the biofuel aspect of the grains, pushing them down today. But keep in mind that wheat is lower more because of rains in the forecast for the plain states. More importantly, the eastern plains are going to get some rains this week, along with the eastern Midwest. They've been dry for well over 2 months. Possibly 1 to 3 inches of rain is in the forecast for the Midwest and the Mid-South, along with the eastern plains over the next week. So down we go with corn, December. Off 3 3/4 at 411.5, while March off 4 1/4, 425.25. Notice the bull spreading. Soybeans, November off 10.5 cents, 977.25 as November heads for deliveries this Thursday. Down 8.5 on the January, 589. That's been bull spreading, not today. The wheat trade, December, Chicago, off 8.25 cents, 560.75. December, Kansas, giving up 7.25 cents to 564.75. In Minneapolis, December, down 7 3/4 cents, 597.5, with March losing 7 1/4 at 620.25. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures jumping today on the box beef, I should say. Box beef gaining, where was it here? I just had it on my screen. We were up $3 something, and there it is, up $2.37 on the choice. $3.24.61 while select was off 66 cents. That's helped push December cattle up 2 cents only today, 189.17, up 5 cents for February, 189.97. Feeder cattle faring a little better despite Friday's cattle on feed report showing placements at 98% instead of the guess of 96%. Softer corn is allowing feeder cattle for November up 37 cents, 248.95, gaining 82 cents on January, 246.40, with March up 97 cents, 244.95. New contract highs for hogs. December up 85 cents, 80.52. February climbing 65 cents at 84.07. Gold is higher on the day by $1.80 at $2,756.50. That's $20 off overnight lows when gold came in under pressure with crude oil. Silver up 20 cents, $33.97, while Bitcoin is up $290 to $69,117. And in that crude oil, we're down $4.02 a barrel, $67.76. Gasoline, December, losing almost 10 cents a gallon, $1.94 even, with diesel fuel also off almost 10 cents a gallon, $2.15. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221, to inquire about our livestock risk protection insurance, along with how to trade commodity futures in our newsletter. Thanks for listening. And have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.